Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Okay, amigos, here we go. Yes, as I was saying earlier on at the beginning of the show, it's been a very, very attractive and hectic weekend. It was relaxing, you know. I was quite relaxed, you know. I could stay home, and with nowadays, you know, I have to go out there and find things to do because as I'm retired, you know, I don't have to worry too much about going to work. Anyway, amigos, I've been watching the news, you know, lately, you know, and from Latin America, I'm talking about. There is a channel on YouTube which is live and direct from Chile. It's called Mega Noticias. Find it, and then, it's all in Spanish, by the way, but also they have a version in English. Yeah, because this channel is very, very popular in South America because they tell you the truth. They tell you the news as they are. You know, believe you me, that one channel, that one press, one media, one type of media that actually tells you what it is, right? Without lying or without trying to deceive you with the news, you know, trying to make things look beautiful and rosy and, you know. The channel is called Mega Noticias, okay? And I found out that quite sad, you know, that there's the fires that were set up in the forests, you know, in Chile, for example, and also in Argentina, were done on purpose. Yes, my friends, you know, done on purpose. And have a guess, you know, whose fault it was, who started all these disaster zone, is a guy from Israel, two guys from Israel in the south of Chile. And sort of family who were doing a bonfire in Argentina, and that's so sad because they tell the tourists, you know, not to make fires in Patagonia, Tierra del Fuego. No. It's called Tierra del Fuego, the land of fire, you know, but it doesn't mean that you have to go there and set fire to it, you know. And we all know the reasons, you know, why these people, they are so keen on setting fire to places, you know. And the reason that I'm going to remind you of the reason. The reason is because, you know, it takes a long time for the earth, for the soil to actually recover from fires, you know. So it's all flattened, yeah. It's all just land. And these people, they come along with their companies, they start building houses, hotels, skyscrapers, you know, all this modern kind of thing, you know, which is really, really bad. It's bad for the environment. It's bad for the habitat of the animals that live there in that region. You know, we got the Patagonian puma. We got the eagles, you know, we got the condors, we got the llamas, the vicuñas, you know, we got all these beautiful, beautiful creatures, you know, that actually live in that region. And if you burn the forest and the you know, mountains and create floods and all that stuff, that is going to kill the nature, you know. It's going to kill the wildlife, you know. So we are destroying the planet, absolutely destroying the planet. You know, now there are fires all around the place, you know, around the world, you know, where unfortunately, you know, these people are giving a bad name to their own religion, faith, you know, by doing this. So now people around the world, you know, they're all, oh, I hate the Israelis, I hate Jews, you know. And, you know, it's a really, really bad thing, you know. It's like when the Americans go to Vietnam, go to all these places, you know, and they burn their peasants' houses down and they kill the animals and they poison the water, you know, all that. People start going, oh, yeah, I hate the Americans. But not everyone is the same, you know, not everyone is the same. You see, we have to individualize, you know, instead of generalize, because that is the best way to actually judge, you know, because if you put that blame on the whole nationality, a whole society, a whole race, you know, that's pure ignorance, you know, pure ignorance, you know, because there are people, good people and bad people in every walk of life. In every walk of life, you find good and bad, good and bad, good and bad, good and bad, you know, because goodness is always fighting badness, and badness is always fighting goodness. So there we go. But do not put everybody in the same bag, in the same category, because they're not, okay? So there are people in Israel right now, you know, who are being beat up, you know, by their own government forces, you know, because of they oppose the genocide in Palestine, you know, in Gaza. So they're being punished for that. And now people that, for example, in the Ukraine Russia war, you know, there was news on one of the channels, you know, I think it was a French channel, that the Ukrainian authorities are running out of soldiers, you know, and people, recruits. So they were trying to get all the young people, you know, to join their army and go and fight in the war. And, well, obviously, you know, some of them, they refuse to go. They don't want to go because they don't want to die. And they probably think, you know, what are we dying for? You know, when eventually all we're doing is just exposing our own lives, you know, for some stupid reason for a war, you know. So, yeah, they were beating them up, you know, arresting them, putting them in vans, taking them away. I don't know what was going to happen to them, because if they go to the front, you know, obviously they're not going to be willing to fight or anything. So they're going to be the first ones to die. You know, that's going to happen. So, yeah, all these things happening meanwhile, in Cuba, you know, they're sending doctors and, you know, people, volunteers to help in disaster zones, you know, like for example in Nepal, you know, they're sending people there to help, you know, not to bomb. They're not sending soldiers there anywhere. The Israelis were sending volunteers, you know, army volunteers to Colombia, right? After the earthquake, you know, so many people died and everything. But the Colombians themselves, you know, were complaining that these guys, they came over to Colombia, they took selfies amongst the ruins, you know, of the towns, you know, that were affected by the earthquake, and then they disappeared. And then Colombian government, which is being put there, you know, it's been installed, not elected, installed there to control the population. It was installed there by the North Americans and by the Israeli government. And they refused the help from Mexico and Brazil, because Mexico and Brazil are opposing the genocide, opposing the American intervention in Venezuela, you know, and kidnapping Nicolas Maduro. So all these countries that are opposed to the Americans and the Israelis have been suffering with the earthquake, with the floodings, with all fires, you know, all these things, you know. So what tells you? What does that tell you? The HAARP thing that the project, you know, that Chavez and Fidel Castro, even, you know, in the 60s, 70s, you know, before he died, he actually warned us all about the situation that was going to happen. Those earthquakes, those natural disasters, they created disasters. In Nepal, people were blaming the weather, were blaming earthquake, and we're blaming nature, right? And nature had nothing to do with it. One of the blocks from the top of the mountain, glaciers, broke somehow. It's been there for millions of years, and it broke somehow, and it fell into the reservoir, and it provoked the actual floodings in Nepal. More than 1,000 people have died now. More than 1,000 people have died in Venezuela. More than 1,000 people have died in Colombia. More than 1,000 people have died in everywhere. More than 1,000, than 2,000, 3,000, 10,000, 70,000 have died in Palestine. And that is the sad thing, brothers and sisters, amigos, amigas. What's going on in this world? We have to look after the weak. We have to look after the people that cannot help themselves, because this is what's happening now. It's come to the times, you know, in which you have to help each other more than ever, because nobody's helping us. The authorities are not giving a damn about us. It's like the Venezuelans were thinking, oh, yeah, intervention of the United States in Venezuela to get rid of Nicolas Maduro, because if Nicolas Maduro is a communist, he's a this and that, you know, and a narco, and all the accusations, right? They kidnapped him, they put him in the United States, you know, they kept him there, him and his wife, you know, and the stealing of the oil is grown, it's gone sky high, 13 million gallons, bottles of oil have been taken out of Venezuela, and only 2% of that has stayed in Venezuela. So people out there, just get it into your heads. These people are international pirates, thieves, delinquents. They create chaos and wars in order to extract your resources. They don't give a damn about the human. They only want the gold. They want the gold from Iraq. You know, wow, gold from Venezuela too. Now the oil. Now, Colombia, they discovered they got oil too. Whatever the country finds that they can produce oil, the first people to arrive there are the Americans, North Americans, USA, democracy. Oh, these people need a bit of democracy, so we're going to protect you. From what? We are okay, brother, you know? Let's make business. Sell us some of your machinery, equipment, and then get out of here. Let us do our own thing. This is what it should be done around the world. Tell them to go home, look after your own people, you know, your homeless people, people who actually live in car parks. They live in cars in the United States. Make America great again. What? It was never great. They've always been bullies, you know, going around shooting everybody, bombing everyone, destroying everyone, you know, and governing and controlling the world by bullying, you know. They threaten you. If you make business with that guy that I don't like, you pay the consequences. It's always threatening, and that's how they survive. And unfortunately, you know, there are lots of people in the United States who are not actually agreeing with all this bullying that the authorities do. But unfortunately, they vote for people who actually do that. Think before you vote. So far in the history of the United States, I have never read or heard any president who's done good. None one of them. To me, none. They probably open a school, a supermarket, you know, a hospital. Meanwhile, they're bombing somewhere around the planet and killing some people around the planet. But they open a supermarket and a church or a cathedral, you know, to tell the world, tell their own people, oh, we are so good, we are helping here. But they don't tell you what they're doing behind curtains. You know what I mean? And we already know. And now with technology that exists nowadays, you know, internet and all this stuff, we get more informed. But people are waking up very, very slowly. I had a message today, you know, because I said Che Guevara, you know, or whatever, you know, and somebody wrote, oh, he's the biggest killer and murderers, whatever, you know. And I said, are you actually in Cuba? Are you Cuban? And she goes, no, I'm North American, you know, and we saved Latin America, you know. And, oh, God, that hurts. And that is the reason why governments, you know, of imperialist and capitalist countries, you know, they don't want to help education in their countries. Because the more stupid, the more ignorant and illiterate you are, the easier to control you. Because when you open a book, you're already an enemy of theirs. You know, they don't want you to read books. They don't want you to learn about history. And history is very important, you know, because the mistakes that were made in the past, you know, should be solved by now. But they're going back. Is that the same again? You know? And now the North Americans, you know, the USA people, the governments, the authorities, systems, you know, they feel like they are the marshals, the sheriffs of this world. How are we going to put order in that? We're going to control that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And all they do is just destroy. There's nothing that I could say, thank you, United States. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Zero. Zero. They're like flies. You know a fly when it flies and it lands somewhere and leaves some poo-poo behind? That's what they are. To me, that's what they are. Because everywhere they've been, look at the countries before they arrive there and then after they leave. It's total chaos, destruction, ruins. So please, please, wake up. Wake up. Stand up and do what you have to do, because we need the support of everyone, you know, to actually say no to these people once and for all, the Zionists and the United States. Without them both, I think the world could work. I think the world can actually, you know, develop itself nice and peace. Exchange of knowledge, exchange of technology, exchange of commercial, exchange with health. You know, you need help with your health. Okay, we go there to your country. You know, we help you out. You know, this is the way it should be. The Almighty up there, you know, who created the whole world, he gave us a planet, you know, with everything in it. Everything you can think of is in this planet, on this planet. And everything is necessary for all of us. The plants, the trees, the water, everything is necessary. And if you destroy all that, you're destroying yourselves. You know? I read one of the books that I read about the Vietnam War. One of the biggest crimes, because there were so many big crimes. But one of the biggest crimes was that the American, North American soldiers were poisoning the water that was going to the villages in Vietnam. How? There's no words to describe that action, you know? How can you do that? You got children, you got babies, you got, humans, you know? They didn't have enough, you know, burning their sheds and houses down, killing their animals and, you know, raping their women, you know, and then poisoning the water. And that's what it is, you know. That's why I was saying previously, you know, that there's nothing to say, thank you, United States. No, nothing. They create more chaos than peace. And what we need right now, you know, in this world is peace and love, you know. There are all these infections and all this bacteria and also this pandemic there, the Ebola there, the COVID there, AIDS, and all these things have been man-made. They've all been created in order to get rid of some of the inhabitants of this planet. I don't know who said it, but once he said, every so often we need a war because we don't want the planet overpopulated. Overpopulated? when you're producing so much resources, you know, from every country's got their own resources now. If they haven't got the help or the technology to exploit that, right, that's a different thing. But this planet is for everyone. And it's plenty land, plenty space on this planet to live. There's no need to say that overpopulated, no. They say overpopulated because they want to get rid of people, because they want to be the least people there are, the more they can actually steal, the more they can actually obtain and keep the greediness, selfishness and greediness. It's plenty for everyone. So, yeah, there we go. All I'm going to say right now is enjoy the rest of the show because there's another half an hour to go. And I want to play some good stuff for you guys. For example, I want you to listen to this. This is great, great, great music. It's from Latin America. It's a band called Savia Andina. El Sicuri. These guys are from Bolivia. You see how beautiful we can create music, art. The beauty of it all instead of fighting each other. Thank you.
mundo suenen los escorpiones, solo recuerdos hablan de los tiempos ya pasados, que tal vez no vuelvan más.
Ahoga en alcohol tu tristeza, baila.
Yeah. se va y Rosa, y el andero se va a llorar Rosa, pero muy pronto vuelvo a regresar, pero muy pronto vuelvo a regresar. Si acaso me voy para Europa, si acaso me voy para Europa. Me echaste a llorar, no ves que el andero se va, y no lo vuelves a ver más. No vuelves a ver más.
¡Opa!
Pero muy pronto vuelvo a regresar. Ay, si es que viene os este año, ay, si es que viene os este año. Pero muy pronto vuelvo a regresar, porque yo no olvido a mi tierra, porque yo no olvido a mi tierra. Ah. Ah.
¡Opa!
Las cosas de frente, las cosas por su nombre. Tu ignorancia la quemo con el fuego de ya. Rastafari.
Si paso por su lado a mis espaldas me miran muy feo, y de frente me saludan pero nada yo les creo. Hipócritas de mierda y cínicos es lo que veo, pero basta de eso, yo no estoy pa' su hueveo. Es ignorancia lo que emana de tus ojos, es ignorancia lo que aprenderán tus hijos. Es ignorancia, es ignorancia, esto es ignorancia lo que te domina. Soy justo clave en mucha de esa copucha que por ahí se escucha. Gente no tiene nada mejor que hacer que se vaya la chucha. Del chismerío andan pendientes, sus reuniones pasan en pelar a la otra gente. Sienten que están en lo correcto y sus palabras no las piensan, las vomitan por el recto. Conversaciones fuera de contexto, se fijan en defectos y según ellos en su casa está todo correcto. Es ignorancia lo que emana de tus ojos, es ignorancia lo que aprenderán tus hijos. Es ignorancia, es ignorancia, es ignorancia lo que te domina.
Hay religiosos que hablan de mí,
y ahora sí que ya no entiendo nada de lo que pasa aquí. Miran mi apariencia y relacionan la demencia. Yo miro su conciencia y veo solo incoherencia.
Que los perdone Dios por juzgar sin conocer, sin saber.
Si se no te juntes con aquel tal Razamán, te puede hacer mal.
Sin embargo, lo único que hago es ofrecerles mi amistad a cambio de nada.
Y me critican porque saben que me gusta fumar de la mama. Y es que la ignorancia te ciega y no puedes ver que es una planta pura y sana, donde no se intriga la mierda de mente humana. Sin embargo, positivamente pienso en un mejor mañana. Es ignorancia lo que emana de tus ojos, es ignorancia lo que aprenderán tus hijos. Es ignorancia, es ignorancia, mira, es ignorancia lo que te domina.
Ignorancia en el fuego, fire, fire burn, se quema, Rastafari.
Rastafari,
Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari, Rastafari,
zona cancha.
Comme le man sergent Garcia.
chaman, même si je guéris sur la version, ça fait badang, badang, badang. Lé, 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 badang, badang, badang. Boy, badang, badang, badang. Lé, 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 badang, badang, badang. Boy. Tu montes le son. À base de potions magiques, le sergent donne des frissons. Car moi le chaman, même si je propage les versions, j'allais hanter le stress avec de la bonne vibration. Et pour que tous les poids s'y déposent sans condition, tous les guns, toutes les larmes et que baissent les tensions. Pour que tous les bad boys se lancent à l'unisson dans la danse. Tous les poids s'y vont changer la donne. J'allais hanter le stress avec de la bonne vibration. Je reviens sur le bêtement, le mets pour que baissent les tensions. J'allais hanter le stress avec de la bonne vibration. Tous les bois s'y vont changer la tête. Medicine man, je suis là. Et pour les mamans, les hommes, les femmes, les hommes de chat dans le microphone. Medicine man, je suis là. Et pour les mamans, les hommes, les femmes, les hommes de chat dans le microphone. Medicine man, je suis là. Et pour les mamans, les hommes, les femmes, les hommes de chat dans le microphone. Medicine man, je suis là. Et pour les mamans, les hommes, les femmes, les hommes de chat dans le microphone. Badang, badang, badang. Lé, 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 badang, badang, badang. Badang, badang, badang. Lé, 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 badang, badang, badang. Boy, badang, badang, badang. Lé, 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 badang, badang, badang. Boy, badang, badang, badang.
Okay, amigos, amigas, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank everyone for joining me, and I hope that you're going to join me again next Monday, and I will leave you with a little bit of reggae music. This guy is a Chilean singer called Kike Neira. He used to play in a band called Godzuana. And I'm going to leave you with him to say bye-bye until next week. Love one another and free Palestine.
Y llevas ese fuego que hay en mi corazón. Para todo.